From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Andrea Seabrook. It's the first day of the general election campaign, for all practical purposes. The American political landscape is cooling off from the scorching hot primary season, and the candidates are catching a breather today. Both John McCain and Barack Obama are lying low before what will surely be a frenzied summer of campaigning. And they won't be the only candidates out there in the heat. The entire House of Representatives is up for election this fall, too. Joining me now is NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving. Hi there, Ron.
Good to be with you, Andrea.
Now, we want to look at what the end of the presidential primary season means for this year's congressional races. On Friday, I spoke with two House members, each in charge of getting his own party's members of Congress elected. But before we listen to them, Ron, let me ask you, looking back on political history, how influential is the presidential nominee to the congressional races farther down on the ballot?
Highly influential, even dominant, and in two ways, really. The first, in terms of setting tone, the presidential candidate chooses the themes for the entire campaign. He highlights the issues that are going to be talked about. He is in charge of appealing, if you will, to the tenor of the times, and in that sense becoming the symbol of the entire party's campaign. But the second way, perhaps, is even going to get more attention this particular year, and that is turnout. This is a campaign in which both candidates think they can not only inspire their own base, but also attract independents and crossovers. And so both of them are going to be trying very hard to increase turnout. That is the key to the 2008 election.
Okay, let's listen now. First, we'll hear Oklahoma Republican Tom Cole. He's the head of the National Republican Campaign Committee. Thanks for having me here in your office, sir.
Absolutely. Good to have you.
John McCain has never been what you would call a conventional party Republican. In fact, he's known more as something of a maverick in the party. What does it mean for congressional races that his name will be at the top of the ballot?
I think John McCain, without question, was the absolute best candidate we could have nominated in this particular environment. He brings a lot of strength to the Republican Party for a variety of reasons. First of all, he is an unconventional Republican. He's an independent, and that's where the decisive battleground is going to be. He's also got a record, frankly, of being an awfully good person to support Republican candidates. So he campaigned for 50-odd of our members in the last cycle. He's done that continuously. He's a former House member, so a lot of our members know him or have an institutional knowledge. But again, I think it's preeminently his personal reputation for integrity, for being honest, for being bipartisan, and for being direct. And I think the public's looking for that this cycle.
In a recent Mississippi special election, Republicans' strategy was to indirectly connect the candidate, the Democratic candidate, with Nancy Pelosi, sort of as a symbol of what you're talking about, liberal, left-wing, out of touch with the mainstream. And I want to play a part of an ad that you guys ran.
Travis Childers claims he's a conservative. But Travis Childers contributed money to John Kerry and is endorsed by Barack Obama, who has the most liberal voting record in the U.S. Senate. And if Travis Childers ever gets elected, he'll vote to keep the liberal House Speaker from San Francisco, Nancy Pelosi, in power. That may be groovy in California, but here in Mississippi, that dog won't hunt. The National Republican Congressional Committee is responsible for the content of this ad.
It didn't work.
Well, I don't know if it didn't work or not. Frankly, we think in the context of a national campaign, it will work. And we know in that particular district, with all due respect to Speaker, she's not very popular. And frankly, the Democratic candidate did everything he could to run away from both his top of the ticket and his House leadership. Now, you know, he's either being inconsistent in terms of how those stands play out and how he's going to vote for Speaker, or he's being disingenuous. I think that's going to be a harder role to play, in a highly polarized, highly ideological national campaign. And I think that's where we're headed in November.
Congressman Tom Cole, head of the National Republican Campaign Committee, thanks very much for speaking.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Now to Congressman Chris Van Hollen. He's the head of the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee. That's the group that raises money and works to get Democrats elected to Congress. He's at his campaign office in Kensington, Maryland. Welcome, Congressman Van Hollen.
It's good to be with you, Andrea.
Now, the Democrats finally have a presumptive nominee. For you, that means you know the name, finally, that will be at the top of the ballots for the congressional races you're trying to win in November. Obama. What does that mean for those races?
Yes, indeed. I think it's very good news. I think Barack Obama is going to help boost our candidates up and down the ticket, and we need to carry that energy and enthusiasm into the fall, into November, and I think Barack Obama can do that. I think you're going to see much larger turnouts than you have in the past, and he's proven to be able to get big votes among independent voters, among young voters, and the people who are really looking for a change in direction versus the status quo are going to come out and vote for Barack Obama, and then they're going to vote for others on the ticket on the Democratic side.
Well, it's safe to say that Republicans are going to come out fighting for those group of voters, painting Obama and your party as a bunch of liberals outside the mainstream of American thought. How will you respond to that?
I think Barack Obama, from his record, has made it absolutely clear that he is very much in the moderate tradition. He has put forward an economic plan that deals with the bread and butter issues that many Americans are struggling with, whether it's on gas prices and energy or whether it's on housing. So Obama has a program and an approach, I think, that is going to address the concerns of those voters as well as many others, and he needs to get out there and communicate that. I would point out that among independent voters, which were absolutely critical to the Democrats winning back the House in 2006 when we won about 58% of the independent vote, Barack Obama has proven himself to be very strong there. And even in the primaries, he was winning the independent voters, those people who can make the difference in terms of the margins in these races.
But let's listen to this ad put out by Travis Childers. He is a Democrat who recently won a special election in Mississippi. Here's how he responded to attacks from Republicans about being a liberal Democrat.
I'm pro-life and pro-gun. I'm Travis Childers. I approved this message because I'll do in Congress what I've done in Mississippi. Work with both parties, balance budgets, and create jobs.
Not exactly making a case for being other than a very conservative. I mean, pro-life, pro-gun. What can Obama do to help the lawmakers down the ballot who may be more moderate or conservative than Obama is?
Well, Obama can campaign with many of our candidates, many of our incumbents in those areas where people are uniting behind the national ticket. But overall, the way Barack Obama is going to be helpful to our candidates is to speak to the issues that people in their districts care about. And the two fundamental issues at stake in this election are, number one, the economy and how you're going to deal with it. And secondly, what are we going to do with respect to Iraq? And those are the issues where there's such a stark contrast between Barack Obama and John McCain.
Congressman Chris Van Hollen, he's head of the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee. Thanks very much, sir.
Good to be with you.
And now I want to go back to you, Ron Elving, senior Washington editor. You just heard what we just heard from Congressman Cole and Van Hollen. Can you read between the lines for us here, starting with Tom Cole of Oklahoma? He said that John McCain was the best candidate they could have had for supporting candidates down the ballot. What do you think?
You have to agree with him that John McCain is the best candidate the Republicans might have put up this year, given these issues, given the dissatisfaction with the Republican brand that's hurting Republicans up and down the ballot all over the country. And so, yes, John McCain is somebody who has the opportunity to push away a little bit from the Bush White House and from the record of the Republican Party over the last 8 years, is the best candidate they could have put out for that reason.
What about Chris Van Hollen, Democrat from Maryland? He's the head of the Democratic Campaign Committee, Congressional Campaign Committee. What do you think of what he had to say?
I would agree with him on the point of turnout, that Barack Obama has tremendous potential to bring out record levels of participation among African Americans and among younger voters, the youngest voters, first-time voters. And if that potential is fulfilled, it will have a tremendous benefit for Democratic candidates of all kinds.
Mm-hmm.
Now, on the other hand, mm-hmm. when he starts talking about Barack Obama being in the best moderate tradition, that's going to be a tougher sell. The numbers are just not there to make him look like some kind of a, well, even a Bill Clinton style moderate. And of course, many people would suggest that Bill Clinton was more of a liberal than a moderate, or certainly a center left kind of Democrat. It's not really going to be possible to sell Barack Obama as a center left.
So last question, Ron, then. We're talking about how the presidential candidate affects the congressional races. Do the congressional races affect the presidential candidate?
Yes, they do, because when a party is seen as being adrift or having lost some of its moorings, and when a party is seen as being in some sense or another back on its heels, and I'm thinking here of the Democratic Party in the presidential election of 1980, or the Democratic Party, for that matter, in the congressional elections of 1994, it really affects everything. It affects a turnout among your voters. It affects the inspiration of the voters on the other side who are angry. And in a presidential election, of course, that's going to ultimately decide the outcome for the man at the top of the ticket, as well as for each constituent party member and candidate all the way down the ticket.
NPR Senior Washington Editor Ron Elving. Ron, thanks very much.
My pleasure, Andrea.